This has just been a fast and furious several days. It's been crazy. Something that we talked about on Monday here was something that we're doing at Radio First, offering free advertising to businesses that have messages they need to get out. And Scott Shigley's with us right now, our general manager. And Scott, when we talked about it, I mean, I got the concept. I understood it right away. But it wasn't until yesterday when people started sharing it on social media and really thanking Radio First for doing this that I realized, yeah, that is kind of a big deal and I think really important to the community right now.
Well, I mean, we're having a hard time of, you know, we're lucky we have the ability to communicate with people about how this has affected us and, you know, some things that have changed in our business and the way that we need to operate. But the reality is that, you know, that there's business that's still happening out there.
Yeah.
You know, certainly, you know, this is available to anybody that's an advertiser of the radio stations in the past and currently, or anyone that has never used this before. And, you know, and I think that, you know, it's one of those things where we want you to be able to communicate to people how you might have changed your business, how things might be different, how you're trying to accommodate people, because never, you know, this is a time, you know, I mean, this is the time of advertising is probably more important than any other time.
Absolutely.
Because we still have things that we need to consume. We still have things that we need to do, and we want to do it as safely and quickly as possible. And, you know, so yeah, the only thing that, you know, that we would ask, I mean, because as we talked about on Monday, you know, I really, this is your chance to really work in radio. You know, make it a 30, mm-hmm. read through it. Don't read it like the end of a car ad where you're talking about the financing
right,
terms.
Right, exactly.
Because what we're trying to do is get as many of these, you know, on the air as possible. And, you know, certainly we can't flood the airwaves with it. I mean, we want to make sure that we continue to have music and have things that, you know, people are used to having from us. But, you know, it's just a way that we can try and help. And I mean, we know you guys are, I mean, the one thing that struck me, we talked about a little bit before, you know, the business owners in this town, I mean, this is not easy. I mean, everyone is looking at, you know, how do you reforecast the rest of your year? Where are you going to end up at? How can you, you know, how are you going to be able to accommodate and keep your employees and make sure that people, you know, feel safe? And it's hard, you know, and there are some really tough decisions, but we just wanted to make one of them, you know, try and take a little bit out of it and say, look, you know, just all you have to do, if you send it to it, email it to production@radiofirst.net. So make sure you know the .net, but it's all spelled out. So it's production@radiofirst, all spelled out, .net. That'll go to our production department, and, you know, we'll get you in the rotation of commercials across all five of our stations and streams. So.
Yeah. That's good. And this is not for, hey, for the best chicken wings in town, come to, or
yeah.
You know, if, hey, we're running a special sale. We're still selling advertising here, by the way.
Well, for
still
sure.
Still selling those
kinds
of commercials.
Yeah, no, if you want it, like, look, if there's something, I mean, if you want it, you want to know for sure what time it's going to air, and you know, yep. you want it to run a number of times. Yeah, you know that that's you know those are paid.
But if it's something simply like we've changed our model of business
yes.
for the foreseeable future, we are now closed, or we're only doing this, or we're doing something different. Yeah, we can get that on.
Yeah, I mean, it could be something. Yeah, something, and I think that all of like. You know, it's funny because I started to communicate, you know, with, I have a group of different broadcasters across the country. And one of the things that we do is, you know, we try and share different things that, you know, ideas that we can incorporate in mm-hmm. our own communities to be a better partner to the people that are in our areas. And some of them, you know, we're fortunate that we're in a smaller market that we can do something like this. It would be very difficult to do the same sort of thing in a big market like Detroit or Chicago
oh,
or someplace like that. It really doesn't translate to some of those places. But yeah, you know, I would encourage you if you, you know, if you have people and similar businesses, trade groups, you know, now's the time to really reach out to them, whether it's through, you know, LinkedIn or a Facebook page that you've created, you know, share ideas with each other on how, you know, you can best go. Because, you know, there's some of these, a lot of business, I mean, you're going to have to figure out, like, how much are you going to be down?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the reality is that most places are going to do everything they can to stay open. But 25% of nothing is better than nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and it might be the difference, you know, between, you know, staying in business and not staying in business. And so I would highly encourage you, if you can put together, you know, and, you know, we'll try to, these aren't going to be like Mercury Ad Award winners, you know, that we get, you know, right. Because we only have a skeleton staff, and we don't have time to, unfortunately, yeah. I mean, if, you know, for our paying clients, you know, we have to, you know, go through and,
sure.
and do produce these as well as we possibly can. But this is about getting information out.
Strictly the facts.
Yep. And we really appreciate that people have, and they've done that, you know, mm-hmm. It does. We're in this together,
yeah,
man.
For sure,
and I mean,
for sure.
I can empathize with every person out there that's trying to run a yeah. business. There's some tough decisions, and you know, we're doing everything we can in each individual circumstance to make sure that our customers are going to be taken care of, and that also that our employees are going to see a way forward, you know, with our companies, because I don't know too many businesses that don't operate pretty lean anyway, you know, where you're trying, you know, there's not a lot of frivolous expense places. Mm-hmm. And we all value our employees, and we all want to be able to make sure that we're able to operate effectively. And even people that maybe aren't here or in certain businesses right now, that certainly we want them back,
yeah.
you know? So yeah, it's a different time, but, you know, if you have some information that you want to get out there, we really encourage you. So just send it to production@radiofirst.net. That's production@radiofirst.net. You know, just continue to do those things that you need to do to keep the wheels on, and,
yep.
you know, and maybe even every day. I know, like, I wake up in my house this morning, and my wife is telling me about, well, today I'm going to go to this place, and I'm going to, I almost think sometimes we're actually thinking about places that we're going to shop now more than we did before.
Oh, for sure.
But like, even just putting one thing down on a list, and it doesn't mean that you have to go into that business. It, you know, there are a lot of the things that we've been seeing, Paul, yeah. are ways that you can, you know, stop and, you know, just they'll pick something up. Maybe it's one place is picking up lawnmowers out of people's driveways
right.
to fix them, because, hey, you're going to have to do that at some point, right? Mm-hmm. Why not get it done now?
Yeah.
I think if you call a business for something that you need, I think what you're going to find is that they're going to try and do whatever it is that's going to accommodate you
yeah.
to help make that transaction help or make it happen. For
a lot of the restaurants that aren't usually in the habit of delivering are doing delivery or curbside pickup. And downtown Port Huron has curbside lanes now that didn't exist before, where you could just pull up in front of your favorite restaurant, and they'll either you run in or they'll run out with your order.
Oh my gosh, I was so impressed by the city. I thought, you know, I tell you what, man, James Freed gets some stuff done pretty quick.
Yep.
And those signs were up where it said drive through in the cones. That was up in about, I think in about a two, he might get mad at me for saying this, it might have been less than 2 hours, but it was really fast. And the people that work at the city, you know, you don't think that they're, you know, humping it to try and, you know, get things done. Those guys did. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, again, there's a lot of these ideas that may turn out to be, you know, who knows how much impact, you know, we're going to have, they're going to have, whatever. But the reality is that if we all try, you know, and we all
right.
have patience with each other too,
yeah.
I think that that's a really important thing too. You know, you know, if we can be patient as much as we can, I think that that's really important. I've had to, you know, look, I've had to do the same thing. You know, you sit and you just say, why, this should not be giving me angst right now. Why am I worried about this?
yeah.
And even just to take that couple seconds. And then I think the last thing, Paul, that I guess I wanted to just talk to you mm-hmm. about in here is that we chatted a little bit about social media on Monday.
Yeah.
And I just want to reiterate that, you know, I think, you know, and it's not out of malice that sometimes that people put things on, you know, on Facebook. I think that really, truly, sometimes it's just a matter of they're trying to, hey, I saw this article or mm-hmm. I saw this post. And I would really ask people to reconsider, unless it's something that is like a first person, you know, like, you know, mm-hmm. it to be 100% true fact. Because a lot of these posts about this coronavirus, it's either going to scare somebody to death, or it's going to, you know, in some cases, make it so that they yeah. really lower the value of what it could be. And, you know, if it's not somebody that has the credentials of an infectious disease person, it's not a first responder or somebody yeah. that's in charge of, you know, our emergency commission locally. I think that, you know, it's a time when you just really need to think about what it, if you don't know where it came from, and even if it's somebody that says, hey, I had this and here's what happened. Well, if you don't know that they had it and you don't know who that person is, I'd say just think about, you know, that before doing it.
I've seen those thoughts echoed on our Facebook page already this morning. We had Annette Mercantile on early this morning, and I went ahead and put that on our podcast page, and it's been shared by a lot of people saying, here's the real deal, because Annette, you know, the medical officer for St. Clair County, she knows what's going on locally. She's on the ground, and she's in control, and so that's being shared already.
Yeah, no, I think that's Annette's been fantastic.
She's done such a great job through this, absolutely.
Yeah. And when you hear things from our health system providers, you know, these people are living it every single day. And, you know, I guess I would say, too, I can't tell you how much I appreciate our first responders and these healthcare professionals that, you know, are putting themselves in, you know, in harm's way every single day because they have to go home to their families as well. And, you know, so... You know, this is definitely every single community. I think it's, you know, it's no different than what we talk about normally, and that is that really the only thing we have control over is our community.
Right.
And if we handle our business in, you know, in St. Clair County and in the Thumb region, well, then we're doing, you know, we're doing our part.
Yep.
And we have control over that. But yeah, just I guess final thing, production at radiofirst.net. If your business has something that you've changed that has allowed you to work better with your customers and you need to do moving forward, please let us know about that.
You mentioned the concerns and the difficulty of being a business manager, a business owner in these times. We're going to talk with one of Michigan's leading business consultants tomorrow. Pat O'Keefe is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour to kind of address what you do in a time of crisis like this. I also want to know how this is affecting the recovery community, people that are in recovery that can't go to AA meetings right now, that can't communicate with one another. Pat Patterson from BW Rock is going to join us to talk about that tomorrow. Governor Whitmer will be on tomorrow morning. We'll talk about how the real estate community is dealing with COVID-19 with Jeff Wine and Jamie Kane, the school superintendent for Port Huron, will join us too. So
yeah, we have to rethink. Yeah, we have to rethink how we do some of these things.
Absolutely.
But you know, I do know that some counselors, you know, out there are they're still seeing, you know, patients. I think it's a really tough time. You know, if somebody, because mentally, we were half joking, you know, with you know, Matt Markham the other day. He's like, he says, you know, in China, man, he's like, the divorce rates are going through the roof. He's like, because everybody's stuck together.
I mean, there's a ripple effect. Like, it's dominoes. There's going to be all kinds of other things.
But we'll, you know, I know that you're covering a lot of those bases, and Governor Whitmer being on tomorrow. I as you and I talked yesterday, I'm really interested to hear about, you know, the specifics and the details on the unemployment side of it, because we want to make sure we're giving our employees the opportunity to get benefits as quickly as possible. So,
absolutely.
So good job getting her on this.
Well, we'll be here every day, 6 to 10, doing the morning show. Hugh Hewitt show coming up next from 10 to noon on WPHM's 953 now.